To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Could the tone of this intro be us trying to decide what the tone of the intro is?
It's key that people know that we're like academics, but that we're doing this irreverently. That's what I want them to know. What would we say? What
are you recording now?
Yeah.
Are we recording right now? We're recording?
We're recording the pre-conversation.
Oh my gosh.
The pre-party.
Hi, I'm Nicole.
And I'm Mark. And this is Nevermind the Music.
Hey, Mark, do you ever notice that when you're listening to music, one part of the song just gets really stuck in your head and you like ruminate on it and you can't get it out of your head?
Absolutely. And I've got some musical explanations for that, but I bet you have some psychological explanations for it.
I totally do.
Anybody remember in high school or middle school or even college, you had that professor that would every now and then just like waste a lot of time talking about random stuff?
Yeah, and that's us.
Half the time you're like, we have a test tomorrow, but most of the time you're like, yeah, he's like, wasting time. Yeah. That's this podcast.
I think it is. Yeah.
I do that in my classes. Like,
I'm notorious for that. That I've had people like, we're off track right now. I'm like, okay. I'm like, gosh, nerd.
You say notorious. That's right. That student. But you say notorious, like it's bad. That's where the meaningful learning happens.
I think when someone
raised their hand and they start talking about hardcore punk when I was teaching a lecture on Beethoven, and we go on this 20-minute sidetrack that I feel like people are going to remember that better than if we just stuck to the plan.
I think so. I mean, maybe that's ADHD, but I'm not sure. And I think that...
You're not a psychologist or anything. Oh, wait a minute. We are two friends, one a psychology professor, the other a music professor, talking about a song over a beer.
Maybe we drank too much coffee. When we first started, I told you the first thing I do when I listen to a new song is I read the lyrics, and you told me I was listening to music wrong.
Oh, no, I did not tell you that. Are you kidding?
And you said, you're like, you're listening to it wrong. And I was like, how could it be wrong?
If I said that, I have edited it out of
Perfect.
The podcast in shame.
Well, really,
because I did not mean to say
me.
That.
Yeah, you're like, well, you're doing it wrong. I was like, well, what's the right way? Mark, what are some of like the different songs that we've talked about so far in this pod?
Well, there's that time that we started talking about The Sign by Ace of Base, and I wanted to talk about how they do some cool key changes from major to minor, and then you started talking about Jung's collective unconscious. How did we get there?
It made sense at the time. I don't honestly, Mark.
So I've written down the topics of the episode.
Yeah, I don't even remember half the things that we talk about on
so
here.
So what about the episode where we talk about how the way a Dua Lipa song's melody is built is analogous to the various personality components of
a person? that was really cool. We talked about like how you take like a foundation and keep adding and adding and adding on to it, and that myriad of sound creates this really complex texture, like the myriad of our personalities created with our life experiences.
What I love about this podcast is I think I know why a piece of music works the way it works. And I bring a song to the table and I'm like, let me show you a cool chord, or let me show you a cool melodic trick. And you tell me actually why. There's like a brain thing going on. Like, we're talking about a catchy melody and you're like, let's talk about intrusive thoughts for a second.
That conversation got weird, though, that intrusive thought conversation. And then sometimes we talk about things so much that we go on rants and we had to create like whole sidetrack episodes. We listened to Party in the USA and talked about like coming of age and stereotypes and how you fit in certain places but not other places.
Do you remember the sidetrack?
What was the sidetrack on that?
How much you hate Los Angeles and love Boston.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just think that people in Boston are kind, but not nice.
Don't spoil it. Save it.
I'm just saying, like, there are differences. I'm a Boston girl. And you're an L.A. guy. And that's...
L.A. guy. Oh, yeah. My San Diego family and friends are spinning in their... Wait. They're fine. They're in San Diego. They're not mad.
No, they're not mad.
They're not listening. They're too busy.
No, they're too busy just being nice to everybody. Yeah. Ugh.
I like the sidetrack about how I had a really lousy high school music teacher, even though I'm the professional musician, and you had a really awesome high school music teacher.
I had the best high school music teacher.
He'll get a whole episode later. Never mind the music is part of the Lorehounds Network. We launch on Tuesday, September 10th, with 3 full episodes featuring Paramore, Ace of Base, and Bone Thugs and Harmony. Be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss any episodes when they drop. Tell us what you think by sending an email at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. We're also on social media at nevermusicpod. So the theme music stopped about 15 seconds ago, so we'll see you then. Thanks for listening.